Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm excited to go out to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's Lance Risen of Cleveland.com, and he joins us now. Lance, how's it going?
Jake, how are you, my friend? Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. I'm doing real good. We're hectic at the studio, but nobody knows the wiser. We're all good. Everything's cruising along, and everything's working out well. So I did think it was – I've been playing with the idea in my mind, I guess, and then – going back and forth, I've heard a couple of people just mention things that have sparked the idea in my head. So I did want to start things off, Lance, by asking you, I know that you wrote an article earlier on this offseason, basically naming the, I don't know the exact way, it was game wreckers. Is that what the correct term that we used?
Yes.
Yeah, and it was Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, and Mason Graham, correct?
Yes.
But everybody is considering sort of the blue chip. It's two players at the top. It's Abdul Carter. It's Travis Hunter. But then I constantly hear Mason Graham is a can't-miss prospect, right? He's basically a guy that everybody within the top 5 to 10 is hoping that they can possibly draft. What is the difference between a Carter and a Hunter and the talent that they bring to the table versus what a Mason Graham brings that he's so clearly below them?
Well, you know, obviously, I think Hunter, obviously, his dual threat, his game-breaking ability, his ability, you know, he immediately impacts your athleticism on your football team, which is vital. So if you're going to start him at corner, you make things simple on offense for him, get him touches. Abdul Carter's a guy that I'm not as high on as everybody else, not because of his talent, just because of what he could be. If you see Abdul Carter, he's a rock, and I'm not sure how much bigger he can get. And he's a guy that at 251 pounds, because of his explosion, you know, I want to see how he reacts when teams run at him, because that's what teams are going to do. They're going to chip him in pass protection, and they're going to challenge him in the run game. Obviously, his talent is through the roof. But me as an offensive coordinator, what makes Graham so tough for me is that when you're an inside game wrecker, it's really hard to help. It's hard to help on him because he's between your guards and your center. And, you know, he can be the three technique between the guard and the tackle as well. But it's really hard to change your scheme, your blocking scheme, when those guys are so talented inside with those tackles. With Carter, if he's a game wrecker, you can chip him. If Hunter is a shutdown corner, you can kind of go away from him. So there's things you can do as an offensive coordinator. I don't see a big difference. For me, I have Graham as my I can see why people love Hunter. I can see why people love Carter. Graham is my number one guy on my board in terms of guys who I watch on film and just like, this guy is absolutely a menace in terms of he's a three-down defensive tackle. So he's 320 pounds, so he can anchor in there on first and second down. And then you can keep him in there on third down because he's got great feet. You can put him in that gap, short style, and have him get upfield. So he brings a lot of value because he can play three downs. And he's kind of just a guy that you know is going to be steady because of his height, his weight, and where he played and the success he had against really good teams.
And so then if you're the Browns, are you looking at Mason Graham? I know they brought him in for a top 30 visit. Are you considering him as a potential pick at 2 if you decided we don't want Travis Hunter?
Well, I would say, you know, it's hard to pick a – I think they need a game changer, and I think it's steady. You know, I'm a big believer in offensive defensive line. I've always believed that that's where football starts, and a lot of people feel like that, obviously. But I think it's hard to take a DT at two. I would trade – you know, if they trade back a little bit, you know, maybe that would be an option. I would go with Hunter. I still like Shedeur Sanders. I think he's an outstanding quarterback. I think he's going to be a great pro. But signing Flacco, I think, kind of maybe takes that off the board. And I think Hunter just brings such an impact offensively and defensively with his speed, his ball skills, his ability to change directions. They need some guys defensively that can create some turnovers. They need a guy on offense that can make football easy, right? Right now they have to block everything perfectly. They have to go on these 10, 12 play drives. That's just really hard to do. And you saw that last year with the holding penalties and the you know, being offsides and things like that. So they just need a guy who can catch the ball and go make some plays without everybody else having to do it, right? So as much as I like Graham, and like I said, he's my number one guy, at number two, I think you've got to get a guy, especially in the Browns situation, they got to get a guy who can impact them athletically.
I know you sort of laid out the difference for you between those top three guys. And you alluded to it here and you mentioned it, but is there anything additional that when you look at Abdul Carter versus Travis Hunter, that if you're the Browns or really any team deciding between these two guys, what are the things that you're weighing in what ultimately becomes the deciding factor if you were deciding and you thought that they were pretty evenly matched?
Well, I think you got to think about, like, how can they impact your football team right now? Abdul Carter at 251 pounds, as good as he is, is he only going to be a third down pass rush guy until he grows, you know, grows into his body? And I question how much he can grow. If you've ever seen him work out, I mean, he's all muscle right now, and I'm not sure how much growth he has in him. It's not one of those, you know, young looking bodies that has a lot of room for muscle. He is well put together. So I'm not sure what his weight is going to get to, but I would say it's never going to get past 260. You know, obviously if they can use him like a Micah Parsons, they can stand him up, do things like that. So if you're going to use him differently, besides just an edge guy, I think he can make an impact. But I would go with Hunter just because he can immediately give you impact, immediately play on every snap. You can find, like, for me, I think of Hunter as a corner, put him in man coverage, and then an offense, you don't overthink it, and you just get him touches. You don't make him a receiver. You don't make him run him. You don't make him anything. You just, top of Kevin Stefanski's call sheet, it just says touches, and you figure out ways to get him the ball just so he can touch the ball without overthinking it, and let him, you know, same thing on if he was focused on offense. Just put him in man on defense. Don't make him overthink both sides. At 185 pounds, though, I don't know how long you can do that before injuries may become an issue. So I just think the versatility of Hunter and the idea of that, I'm not sure how much better Carter can get in terms of body-wise because he's so big and strong right now. I would go on Hunter, and I think he's just gives you more value, especially with his athleticism and ability to touch the ball.
Lance Reisling, Coach Riz of Cleveland.com with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You mentioned the size. I've heard it is sort of painted as a big concern for Travis Hunter, and you allude to injuries. How big of a concern do we put it? Is it so bad that you're considering not drafting him at two if you're a team, or does the talent outweigh that? Is this something that maybe is a little overblown?
Well, I think the talent outweighs it, but the injury factor for me when you watch him on film and you watch every snap of him on defense is he's not afraid of contact. And that's not always a good thing for a corner because of the size of these guys in the NFL. If you watch him when he plays, he sticks his nose in there all the time. He's a guy that just loves to play football. That's one of my favorite aspects about him is that he just seems to really like to play. And that's why he wants to play both sides because he doesn't want to come off the field. But my concern with his injuries is not really his size in terms of, like, can he hang. It's the fact that he likes to tackle. And, you know, these guys are much bigger in the NFL than they are in college, even in the Power Four. So I just worry about his aggressiveness, his willingness to tackle. Those things are hard to uncoach. You know, those guys who like to play, they're always going to do that. You know, you look at Denzel Ward, that's kind of his thing. Denzel Ward, when he sticks his nose in there, you kind of worry about that just because he's very similar in size. So if he was not a tackler, if he's a guy that didn't like contact, I'd be much less worried about it. But he's a guy, he likes to play football. He's a football player, and that's not good when you're 185 pounds in the NFL sometimes.
Yeah, I definitely, if I can avoid another corner that's going to be injured and constantly giving themselves, not giving themselves, that might be the wrong way to paint it, but getting concussions over and over again, I think I would not like that. I'd like to avoid those things.
Well, yeah, your best ability is your availability, right? And that's what I mean, because every time Ward's on the field, he makes plays. He's just got to be available all the time, and that's something he's really struggled with.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I did want to talk quarterback position a little bit with you, Lance, because as we sit here, and you mentioned it, it becomes more and more likely that it feels like the Browns are not going to go Shedeur Sanders at two. So if they go and they pass on Shedeur, and let's say they're eyeing a quarterback at 33, are you looking at the potential guys that could be here, the Darts, the Shugs, the Milrows? Are you looking at them as potential long-term options for the Browns, and is that the way they should be viewing them?
You know, that would be their evaluation. See, the Shuck for me is a guy who I have him as my third quarterback, and the reason why is because when you watch the film, he can make all the throws. He's got really good feet. He played for Brom, who does an outstanding job underneath the center footwork in the shotgun footwork. His only drawback, which is a legit issue, is his age. And now that's, to me, is not as big an issue as it once was, because these college offenses are very similar to NFL offenses now in terms of their progressions and how they do things and changing the launch points and all kinds of different stuff. But these guys are much more well-versed when they come to the NFL in terms of what they're going to see, especially coming out of Brom's offense. So I really like Shuck. I'm not sure how high they are on him. And because of the fact, you know, going back to, you know, when they made the trade for Deshaun Watson, which I will always say when they did it, I liked it. It just didn't work out. But what it's done is it kind of has limited their ability to get depth at certain position and impact players at certain positions without having those early picks. So if one of these quarterbacks besides the top two are not your guy, then I think you got to wait, because you need other players at positions that you need right now. So I wouldn't just take a flyer. I would take another veteran. And then, you know, the term that I don't like is bridge it, but I would bridge it until you get to the, the 2026 draft.
Lance Rise of Cleveland.com with us here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Lance, pairing a quarterback, and we're going to play with the 33 idea for just a second. Even if you get those guys, or potentially even later, is there a quarterback right now that you think could benefit the most from being behind a guy like Joe Flacco, or a guy that you would absolutely not pair with Joe? Like, are there any quarterback that you rule out? If Joe being the mentor, does it change it at all?
Well, it doesn't seem like Joe's really interested in that. I could be wrong. I don't know a lot about that. I've heard a couple things. It doesn't seem like that's really his strong point, and that's really hard to get. You know, it's like leadership, right? You can't really teach that. He's a good leader, but in terms of being a guy that you're going to learn from, who's going to show you stuff, I'm not sure if that's really what he wants to do. A guy that wouldn't fit with him would be Milrow, right? Because they're going back to more of Kevin Stefanski's offense, where they're going to be play action, boot, getting big personnel and try to find matchups and things like that, and empty and, you know, play action all the time. So I don't think Milrow really fits that role. Tyler Shuck, again, going back to him, I think Jackson Dart would be very good in terms of the scheme. Jackson Dart's a little hot and cold for me, and in the pocket, he's not always really good with his footwork, but he's got a tremendous upside. But the guy that I keep going back to is Tyler Shuck, because the more you watch his film, the more you see him do lots of NFL things with his footwork, his ball placement, his anticipation, his accuracy. Sometimes being older, if he can not have to sit for a while, maybe that wouldn't be such a bad thing. The only really negative thing you hear about him is his age, not a lot about his play. So that would be a tough call if I'm a general manager, because when you watch the film, he does a lot of really good things.
Lance, after watching all the film on these quarterbacks, is there a guy that you looked at throughout this draft process as a quarterback who could legitimately get taken that you just said, at least for the Browns, absolutely not?
Well, for me, it's Milrow, and the reason why is because of the scheme. Now, I've had a lot of people, they're keeping Kevin Stefanski. They're high on Kevin Stefanski. Kevin Stefanski is a very good football coach. I think Kevin Stefanski is an outstanding play designer, but there is a certain kind of quarterback that fits his scheme better, right? And that's a guy that plays within structure, that plays within the pocket, moves his feet within the pocket, goes through his progressions, checks the ball down, gets rid of it, protects the football, things like that. And that's just not what Milrow's strength is. And I've been wrong. A lot of people have been wrong. Like, I wasn't that high on Bo Nix last year because I just thought he was older and didn't do. And that's kind of what makes me like Tyler Shuck is the Bo Nix, a lot of college football. But I just don't think Milrow fits in terms of what his strengths are, moving his feet, moving the pocket. Everybody said, well, you got to adjust to the talent, which is very true as a quarterback. as a coach and as a quarterback. But the Browns right now, they're sticking with Kevin Stefanski, and his offense is based on structure. And if you're going to stick with your coach, then you got to kind of get guys that go with that, in my opinion. And, you know, and I don't think that Milroe fits that. Could he be in the right system, be outstanding? Absolutely, because I was absolutely wrong on Lamar Jackson a number of years ago. I thought he'd be good, but I never thought he'd be this good. So you just don't know what that it factor is. But if you had to say what quarterback doesn't fit, it'd be Milroe.
As we look up and down the draft of Andrew Berry that he's had in his time in Cleveland, there's clearly been some misses, but a feeling in Cleveland that I'll never fully understand is just walking into 2025 this year, and the people who say, well, Andrew Berry's making the draft picks, so he's going to absolutely ruin the draft and he's not going to make the right picks. Is at least the fear that Andrew Berry's going to mess up based on the fact of what he's done before and that this team is going to mess up the draft, is that warranted? Is that backed by what you've seen Andrew Berry do in his time here, or do you think that's something that isn't a fair criticism?
Well, I think it's a little bit overblown, right? So it's always kind of in the middle. When you hear a story, it's never one way or the other. It's usually down the middle, and I think that's the case with this. I would like to see Andrew Berry now that he has the first-round pick. Let's see what route he takes with the first-round pick. And if they take a guy like Hunter, then maybe, and they're going to use him on offense, then what do they do with that 33 pick? Because that's kind of been their number one, right? That second-round pick has been the guy they've have to kind of rely on. So let's see what he does. For me, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's see what he does with the first-round pick. Let's see what happens. I think where the Browns have really struggled and Andrew Berry struggles is that fourth through seventh round. But a lot of people struggle with that fourth through seventh round because you're taking traits, right? You're not taking production, which is one of my pet peeves, is you get these guys that are big, fast, and strong, and yet in college they don't make a lot of plays, and you're hoping with proper coaching you can get them there. And, you know, being down there on the practice field every day, there is a certain size and speed you have to be. There's no question. But there's guys, they need some football players. And sometimes those numbers don't mean anything to me. You need guys, when they line up, they play and they make plays. And I don't care what they bench or they run. On the football field, they're fast and they're nasty and they play. And I think that's kind of the route a lot of Cleveland people want to see the Browns go. Let's get some football players in there and then see what happens. But so I will give him the benefit of doubt. This is kind of like where they have the full draft. Let's see if they attack positions of need, or do they go with best players. It'll be very interesting. I'll be watching like everybody else.
Lance Risen with us. Lance, I'll get you out of here on this. Obviously, Joe Flacco brought in, and depending on what they do at quarterback, anything outside of Shedeur Sanders, they go into this thing, feel like they're going to call it a quarterback competition. Any way that Joe Flacco's not winning that over a guy like Kenny Pickett?
Well, I say no. Two things. One is it's his strength, right? This play action, when you think about structure, Joe Flacco is structure. You know, the thing that Joe Flacco has to do, and it hurt him last year, I was just watching the Bills game from last year where he threw a pick six right at the beginning of the game. Joe Flacco's got to protect the football, and I think every coach will tell you that because he does a lot of really good things. I still think his arm talent's very good. I still think he gets you into the right play. I think what he does is he allows Kevin Stefanski maybe not to get to that A-plus as a quarterback, but he can get as high as he can get. And Stefanski really seems to struggle with the guys who improvise and all the things that you and I have talked about. Flacco is about as structured as you get, and he knows this offense, and it seems like they're going back to that. Now, we'll see. Do they get more tight ends? Because right now they can't run 12 and 13 personnel, so that'll tell you about the draft and things that, you know, we talked about who they're going to draft. But I think it'd be really tough. Joe Flacco's got to say to himself, I got to protect the football, because way too, you know, he had 8 interceptions in 5 games with the Browns, and then he threw 2 big ones in the playoff game. So, you know, not having much mobility, he struggles when that pressure gets to him, making poor decisions and making poor throws. But if you can protect the football, Joe Flacco does a lot of really good things, and he's a quarterback you can't win because of, but he's definitely a quarterback you can win with.
All right, Lance, as always, I appreciate you setting aside the time and joining us, and I hope that we get to talk sometime soon, probably right after that draft.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I'll talk soon, buddy.
Yep, no doubt. Lance Risen, Cleveland.com with us there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Always good stuff out of Coach Riz. We'll react to what he had to say and more coming back, including a little bit on Mason Graham. But in the meantime,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's get to an Andrew Hody 2020. I can't get it out of my mind. The idea, everybody talks about, oh, you just can't miss on Mason Graham, right? Like, he's just so good, you can't miss on him. And we talk about him being a game wrecker and a game changer. Lance gave some really good insight, I think, into sort of what it looks like as to not drafting Mason Graham towards the top of the draft. Right, those top two spots and sort of what separates a guy like Graham from a guy like Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter. And it's simply positional value. You just don't see D tackles being drafted second overall. Because it's hard for that position, obviously, to make that impact. I do just think, again, it's very interesting the way that it's valued when you look at those guys where Graham might be on their level, but positional, it drops him down, but it drops him down to 5. If you'd love to take the guy at 5, can't be crazy enough to say you'd like to take him at 2 as well. And to have him in that same category between Hunter and between Carter. I've just heard so many people talk about how great Graham is, and you watch the tape. I mean, they're not wrong. Don't get me wrong. He's an absolute stud. I mean, he wrecked the Ohio State game. Single-handedly was one of the biggest impacts into the Buckeyes struggling to take down Michigan. Because he was just constantly in the backfield, constantly causing a problem. And if you watch Michigan games all year long, he's constantly doing that. I just think it's interesting when you don't put him up at that same level. But you can look at the Jaguars at 5, right? We talked to John Shipley, he covers the Jaguars for Jaguars MSI last week. And he was like, yeah, I'd take Mason Graham at 5 if he fell to me. It's just, okay, so if you're willing to take him at 5 and Travis Hunter at 2, and you don't feel like there's that big of a difference, that's where it sort of gets weird for me. That's where it starts to change, is if you're the Browns sitting at 2, we've talked about the difficulties of trading back in this draft, just sort of the equilibrium of talent, the quality of talent. As soon as you get past that, where it feels like a lot of the prospects have probably fallen that 6 or 5 to 20 range, all are somewhere ranked around the same. There's not a massive glaring difference. There's always that cutoff in the draft, but it just feels like you have a pool of players who are very similar in the skill that they bring, but then also I think Mason Graham, the way that we talk about him, is a step above that. So sure, maybe if you're the Browns and you're not looking to trade going all the way down to like 9 and give the Saints their opportunity to climb the board, or you're not willing to go down and even go to 6 and give the Raiders their opportunity, Mason Graham were the one to fall to you, right? If you say, okay, well, maybe the Patriots want to come up. Maybe they want Travis Hunter. Dropping down to 4 doesn't feel that bad. Dropping down to 5, if the Jaguars really wanted Travis Hunter, although I don't know that they do. Another thing that just doesn't feel like it'd be crazy. It feels like that should be on the table in some degree. But I battle with myself in that same regard, because you want a game changer, obviously. You want somebody to go out there and be the game changer. And that's going to be Travis Hunter. That's going to be Abdul Carter. It's much harder for a D-tackle to wreck a game in the NFL. I mean, recently, within the last decade or so, you've really only seen it done by Aaron Donald is probably the one name that comes to mind. Very well might be one of the best defensive tackles that we're ever going to see playing the game. And I don't know that you can put Mason Graham on that level. I don't know that you can hold him to that kind of regard. But if he has that potential, I think you're looking back at this draft being like, yeah, it probably would have been worth it to have that guy in the conversation. As we talked to Lance, too, I did also find it interesting. He's very, very high on Tyler Shug. And I like Shug. He's one of the quarterbacks that I had definitely higher than when I started the process. And you go back and you look at the tape, very accurate, just overall solid. It feels like if you go and get that guy, again, as we talked about at the beginning of the show, it feels like nobody's just ready to start right out of the gate. And I don't know that Shug is either. But as you look at him, you're bringing in a guy then, if you sit him the first year, that's going to be 27 years old by the time that he plays next year. And if you're going into it with a 27-year-old quarterback who's never touched the field and is going to have growing pains, that's sort of where I draw my problems. The Browns are looking for a franchise quarterback. They're looking for a guy to take over the reins and be the person who's going to be there for, 7, 10 years? You want him to be signing second, third contracts? With Shug, it's possible. Definitely do it. You're just on a much tighter window in order to do so. And I don't know that the Browns have to be willing to have that sort of... It almost speeds up your window from the rest of your team in a way. Now, it might match the window that you're currently in, but as you try to bring together a new group of prospects, you almost shrink your window because you're drafting 23-year-olds, 22-year-olds, and these guys are then coming in with a 26-year-old quarterback. Again, it's not massively different, but you're definitely changing your window there slightly. I do think
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's interesting because he did look really good. All right, let's leave that there. Coming back here in about 5 minutes, I do want to talk about the Browns and just sort of the fact that it feels like a lot of people feel like they're just going to mess up the draft. They're just going to mess it up. I want to know if that's a fear for you, and I want to sort of dissect it just a little bit. 216-474-0092. Are you scared the Browns are going to mess up the draft? We'll get to your calls and more coming up in 5 minutes. Get a grip at 9. It's Jake Volnick with the guys here on Overtime on the Fan. And the other side of it is the people who are essentially always pessimistic because the Browns exist. Because there's an opportunity for them. Every opportunity that they have in front of them is just an opportunity to mess everything up. I think this is one where you got to come in. You have the number two pick. I mean, truthfully, there's not much that you could do if you're Andrew Berry going into this draft. That is an absolute no-go, can't happen. In the top of the draft, he messes it up. Now, you might look 3 years down the line and be like, oh, yeah, he clearly made the wrong pick. But we've all sat here. A lot of us have sat down and watched the college tape of the guys. There's plenty of us who like Abdul Carter, plenty of us who like Travis Hunter. And it is a consensus across the board nationally that those are your top two guys in the draft. That if you're talking about individual player, individual talent, those are the top two guys that you go after. So the idea that if he drafts one of those, or even in my eyes, Shedeur Sanders, although that one might leave a little bit of risk, and I might understand that some people are going to be upset by that. But if you go out and you take one of those top two guys, I mean, basically everybody nationally is going to look at it and say, yeah, it's a home run pick. You can't go wrong between taking either Hunter or Carter. The Browns make the right decision, and they go out and they get a potential franchise cornerstone type of player. So the fear that Andrew Berry messes up the draft, I think almost goes away in the first round. If you want to start that fear at 33, sure, fire it up. A lot of different scenarios that could play out across those ways, but I just don't think there's reason to be desperately flying off the wall saying there's no way we can believe this. Because if the debate is it Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter, it's a good debate to be having. Right? Do you want the guy who could potentially be a stud on the other side of Myles Garrett, causing absolute havoc against offensive lines across the NFL? Or do you want a guy who can play on both sides of the ball and do so at a high level and be able to produce for you on offense while also contributing in a meaningful way on defense? Again, good decisions to have. You just can't be upset in the way that the Browns go down. I think a lot of the negativity and being scared in my eyes, like, there's no fear for me. Heading into, especially Thursday, what is there to fear? The Browns are going to come out and take one of those players. I'm going to give you a thumbs up on day one. And then everything sort of starts on day two. I know what they're going to present. I know what they're going to do. To some degree, if it's one of those three guys. Now, trading back, that's about the only way that you could get me to be like, maybe not. But again, you're living on such a small chance, such a small possibility that it is. It is truly living in fear of what the Browns can do. And I think that has to go away. You can't just live in fear that the Browns are going to constantly mess it up. And I don't even know that it's fear. It's like it's pure certainty for a lot of people to just assume that it's going to happen. And I'm not willing to go down that route. For me, I say Abdul Carter over Travis Hunter. Again, you draft any of them, I'm going to be happy. And even at 33, There's so much talk about that talent being so spread evenly across the board, basically down to 35. A lot of people have it, or at least that's the way it was talked about earlier on in this process. I know we've talked about like 4 to 20. A lot of people have said basically from near the top of the draft all the way down to 35. You get a lot of those prospects. Well, it's a good thing the Guardians, or the Guardians, watching up on the TV, the Browns fall at 33. That you're going to land one of those guys. You're going to land one of the players that falls into that range. So you can continue to be scared and you can continue to live in the fear. And again, I'm just going to sit here and question it and not fully understand it, because what's the point? Andrew Berry's going to go out and make the draft pick anyway. You're going to see the guys on the field. You might as well have some hope that they can pan out. I'm not saying you, again, got to be overly optimistic. But you can have some hope. We can have some good vibes going and debate, oh, maybe you should have went after this guy. Everybody does it. Every NFL team does it. You just don't have to be pure negative off the rip. I honestly do think the more interesting conversation that you have here, though, at the top of the draft is what you get from either Abdul Carter or what you get from Travis Hunter. Right? What is the decision to be made there? If a lot of people are back and forth saying, give me either one, if the Browns are in a similar boat, but they have to pick a guy, what's the difference maker that makes you lean one way or the other? Now, for me, in the same way that I think Andrew Berry really likes to watch it, which might persuade me to think one way and not the other, Andrew Berry loves everything that Howie Roseman does. Right? It does feel that way. And he does look up to him. He speaks of him very highly. He obviously worked in the Eagles organization coming up to this. But the way that the Eagles built their team and did so to win a Super Bowl this most recent year, you loaded up on defense. You loaded up on defensive line. And you made sure that going up against some of these top quarterbacks, is Jalen Hurts going to be able to outduel them one-on-one? Probably not. Right? Very good quarterback. But he does sort of play to his role to some degree. So Jalen Hurts is not going to go out and out-duel a Patrick Mahomes. He's not going to go out and out-duel Josh Allen and do it consistently, or even some of the top quarterbacks in the NFC, although he's got a better option over there. But what you can do is structure your team to the fact that the defense is going to be unruly. The defense is going to be causing problems day and night for every NFL team that comes up against you. And then, as long as you have an offense that it still has its star power, but is consistent, moving the ball, taking care of the football, hey, the defense handles a lot of the work there. And it's not dissimilarly to the way that the Browns were trying to build, it felt like, the 2023 roster after Deshaun went down. By going out and getting Joe Flacco, and they wanted a quarterback who was going to take care of the ball. Flacco didn't necessarily do that, but he definitely moved the ball. Right, and he definitely, in a lot of instances, made really good decisions. There's just those few moments where a majority of the game it looks really good. Then all of a sudden, you're looking at Joe Flacco, scratching your head, thinking, man, why did you think you could make that throw? But either way, it's similar to the way that the Browns not even have built it in the past, but still to some degree have built it. And with the addition of Abdul Carter, could continue to build where they're at right now. And it's what I look at as a bit of the difference maker. And I, too, to some degree, take a little bit of admiration for what the Eagles did, because they did it in a different way than everybody else did. While everyone else was zigging, they were zagging. The Eagles decided to build as a defense first, let the offense take care of the football and get it done, while the rest of the NFL was offense-focused, offense-centric. That's everything that their team focused on, was how many points we can score, how well can we move the football, and defense is sort of the back end, because if you can outscore teams, well, the defense doesn't matter. As long as you can continue to put up points, defense, quote-unquote, in this instance, doesn't matter. But it is sort of the Eagles' formula now. And I could see the Browns very well, with Andrew Berry in a very similar spot, going through and taking admiration to what the Eagles had done, and going through and putting Abdul Carter on the other end of Myles Garrett and saying, well, we're going to have a good defense. We drafted Mike Hall last year, second round pick. You still feel like you have something. I'm sure between Alex Wright and Isaiah McGuire, as far as I can tell, they like both of those guys. So you still feel like you have a good defensive line, but it can be significantly bolstered by a guy who could, again, be the cornerstone. Be the guy that when Miles says, all right, I've had my time in Cleveland, you can turn it over and still say, well, I don't have to go try to find another stud defensive end and hoping that I can draft in a position in order to do so. He could just be sitting right there on your roster. And the Eagles have done a phenomenal job of that. In the Browns, I'm imagining, even the way that Andrew Berry has drafted previously, would also like to be able to do that. Berry just has to hit the picks. And again, bringing the thing around full circle with the number two pick feels hard to miss. But I do think that's sort of the difference maker. If you want Travis Hunter, you're looking for somebody who's going to bring a spark to the offense, especially with the Browns saying they view him as an offense, a wide receiver first, over a corner. You are looking for the offensive spark plugs. And then obviously the versatility, the ability to be a two-way player like we talked about to lead off yesterday's show. Yes, it's a great change, a great opportunity to be doing both of those things. But it's not going to, you're not going to have your game changed by a corner. Wide receiver, maybe. Your entire offense is not going to be changed by a simple corner. It's going to be changed by the versatility and the two-way aspect of Travis Hunter. But there's a lot of things that have to go right. Again, I just think when you're balancing it and breaking it down, it comes down to Andrew Berry, what do you want to do? When it's specifically for the Browns, what do you want to do, Andrew Berry? Do you want to have the most dominant defense that you possibly can and try to find some pieces elsewhere that can help out this offense? Or do you want to go get part of that issue right now? Do you want to make sure that the offense is going to hum just a little bit as we stand here and look? And you have to take sort of your cuts here. You got to take what's going to happen and the opportunities to present yourself. And is it going to be Abdul Carter? Is that the guy that's going to turn around your defense? And if you want to build the way the Eagles built, you take Carter. Coming up next Thursday, we'll know whether or not Andrew Berry feels like he's recreating the Eagles or taking a little bit of his own path. All right, let's leave that there. Coming back in 5 minutes, as we always do at 9 o'clock, we'll get to get a grip as well. When the Guardians wrap up later on in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll react to them. It's Jake Volnick with the guys right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.